Bernardo Montes Rodriguez came to the U.S. from Colombia 10 years ago. He started out as a teacher in New Jersey before landing a job teaching third graders at Hillside Academy in Garland. He thought he'd be on a path to permanent residency by now. Instead, he's one of 23 teachers who face deportation when their visas expire. He says the district mishandled their case, which the Department of Homeland Security is now investigating.
The truth is they made mistakes in our cases. And so in my case, my case was denied twice because they didn't provide the right documentation when my two cases were audited.
Rodriguez and the other teachers say they're fed up and want some answers. They've pleaded before the school board and community members have rallied around them.
I don't understand the reason. I'm telling the truth. I think everything the human resources director told me to do, I did everything the lawyers also told me to do. So what did I do wrong? They did something wrong, and now they are telling me to go.
Garland school officials say they're cooperating with the investigation, which comes after a Department of Labor audit and the district's own internal investigation. Spokesman Chris Moore said some employees here on visas reported concerns they had on a district anonymous tip line last fall. Moore says the district's hands are tied right now.
We are bound by law. When their immigration or their visa status is no longer active, we cannot employ them legally.
Two employees have been placed on administrative leave, and one, the human resources director, retired. The district also cut ties with the law firm it used to process the visa paperwork and paid back wages. Moore said he feels for the teachers.
They were brought into the district to fill needs and voids that were there to assist our students. They've done excellent jobs, and as long as they are visa sponsored, we will continue to employ them.
Garland employs about 280 teachers here on H-1B visas. The visas are granted for 3 years, but can be extended for up to 6. These teachers thought they'd apply for permanent residency and get a green card.
We came here with a promise that, you know, we were going to become permanent residents. And honestly, we have been stranded in step number one, which was supposed to last around 90 days. We have been in the same step for 7 years.
That's Francisco Javier Marcano, who's originally from Venezuela. The 41-year-old teaches English as a second language at Jackson Technology Center.
We all know the intricacies of the immigration process, but this broke its own record.
Some of the teachers came to the U.S. on their own. Others are married or have children. Maria Cáceres Dafur from Colombia says she's worried about her 7-year-old son, Nicholas. Her husband's a Spanish teacher at Lakeview Centennial High School.
He doesn't know anybody there. We have relatives. He may go and visit, but he doesn't have his friends, his school, and his environment. So it's going to be really hard for him too.
Elizabeth Nino de Rivera was recruited at a job fair in Mexico. Her application has been audited twice.
I haven't been able to plan anything. You know, I haven't been able to buy a house. I haven't been able to move on, start like another master's degree or anything because I don't have anything for sure.
Until this is resolved, Rivera and the other teachers say their life is at a standstill. Homeland Security officials, meanwhile, say they can't comment on an open investigation. Stella Chavez, KERA News.